Let us rise as we are able. Our processional hymn is 20520 in the ELW. St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls. A couple of things before we begin this morning's Divine Liturgy. The first is, it's great to be back in American Falls. 2 weeks ago, I was in Solvang, California, which is the capital of North America, and we had what we call fastelavn, which is Danish Mardi Gras, and we painted that town beige. The next note is a little more serious, but not really. Today, we are in Lent. And so when the gospel is read this morning, we will dispense with the Alleluia. We will dispense with the Alleluia for the reading of the gospel. Let us center ourselves on the God who has created, on the God who has redeemed, the God who has sanctified us. As we begin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart,
We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Psalm 27, verses 1 and 4. Covenant. In the mystery of the cross, you promise everlasting life to the world. Gather all peoples into your arms and shelter us with your mercy, that we may rejoice in the life we share in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lesson.
Good morning. The first reading is Genesis 15, 1 through 12 and 17 through 18. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Damascus. And Abram said, You have given me no offspring, so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and count the stars. If you are able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? And he said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought him all of these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in two. And when birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a sleep in terrifying darkness descended upon him. When the sun had gone down, and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 27, and if you'll read the dark print, The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
When evildoers assail me,
to devour my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall.
Though an army encamp against me, one thing I asked of the Lord.
Yes, I seek to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
For he will hide me in his shelter.
In the day of trouble, he will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high on my rock.
Now my head is Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud.
Be gracious to me and answer me.
Come, my heart says, seek his face.
Your face, Lord, do I see.
Do not hide your face from me.
Do not turn your servant away in anger. You who have been my help. Do not cast me off. Do not forsake me. O God,
if my father take me,
the Lord will take me out.
Teach me your way, O Lord.
And lead me on a level path because of my enemies.
Do not give me up to the will of my adversaries.
For false witnesses have risen against me,
I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord.
In the land of the living.
Wait for the Lord.
Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord.
The second reading is Philippians 3:17 through 4:1. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears, their end is destruction. Their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation that it may be conformed to the body of the glory by the power that all enables him to make subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in his way, my beloved. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I gathered your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you are not willing. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. It's very nice to be back in American Falls today. The wind is blowing. I feel like I'm home. The book of Ecclesiastes is found in the wisdom literature of the First Covenant, or the Old Testament, if you will. And the definition of wisdom, the one that I like best, knowledge plus experience equals wisdom. Now, don't make the mistake of thinking older people are necessarily more wise than the young, no matter how common that may seem to be. It often is. But experience that is ignored does not count in this case or any case. And experience may also be had vicariously through attention to good literature or even good performance art. An 18-year-old who has voraciously since kindergarten is more likely to possess wisdom than a 50-year-old who never reads nor pays attention to life around or within, or either. So with that caution, I will now repeat. Wisdom is knowledge plus experience. Now, first-hand experience paid attention to, or vicarious experience. Again, paid attention to. Or as Woody Allen has said, 80% is showing up and the 20% is paying attention. Ecclesiastes, in chapter 3, verse 4, pardon me, intones that there is an appointed time for everything under heaven, which is to say, in our temporal existence. And today we think of verse 4, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Time is both linear and qualitative. Today's gospel proclaims St. Luke narrates a time in our Lord's life, his perfect human life, a time to weep. Yes, Christian sisters and brothers, there is a time to lament and a time to weep. And we are in Lent with the vast multitudes of Christians throughout the world, throughout the centuries, unto millennia. Now, Lisa and I discussed it. She already knew, and I already knew, that we are in the second Sunday in Lent, not of Lent. We are in Lent. We are in that qualitative time, in the church year, coming off of the exuberant and joyful seasons of Christmas and the Epiphany, when we celebrate the feasts of the Incarnation, and then of the inclusion of all people outside of Israel in the covenant which God made with Abraham and Sarah and all of their descendants. We are now in Lent, and all of the violet on the altar, the lectern, the presider, signal to us that we have entered a time to slow down, a time to contemplate, a time to reflect, a time to deeply consider the things of God. Of course, always, but especially now, the things in ourselves and in our world which separate us from our original perfect image of God, now shattered, which also separates and alienates us from one another, and most important, from God, our origin, our creator, our intended eternal father. Dare I say, our sin. Our thoughts, our words, our deeds, done and undone, which prove our slavery within and to our fallen nature. And as men and women have done since history began, in times of intent attention, today we are told that Jesus laments, as he also contemplates how he would gather Jerusalem as a man, her chicks, to protect and to secure against a hostile world. And they would not. And sometimes we will not. And so, following not the sound of Jesus' voice, following not his plea to turn, to return to him, the Messiah, the Christ, turning instead to the ways of Rome and resisting Rome as a Roman exist, by dint of force and human cunning, Jerusalem was
destroyed. The temple was sacked and destroyed 30 years after today's gospel narrative, around AD 66. After Jesus' lament sobers us today, as we also contemplate the real world results of embracing the ways of Caesar or Pontius Pilate, the oppressors. No lasting peace is ever promised to us who reject Bern, the Prince of Peace. Lent intends to sober, but Lent does not sober us in order for us to stay in Lent. Lent's intention is to secure our attention on the deepest level as disciples of Jesus Christ, as our attention is refocused on Him and only on Him. Our true liberator, our healer, our Savior, our own Lutheran tradition, in concord with the Christian Church, recommends fasting in this time, but not as an exercise in self-improvement, or worse, as a sign of piety to be admired by each other, ourselves, or the larger fallen world, but as an exercise to remind and to show us our utter dependence on Christ and on Christ alone for our victories. Victories hard won by Him, not us, and for our benefit, from His paternal, and in light of today's gospel reading, maternal compassion, care, and love. There is an appointed time for everything, and we are in Lent. Not as men and women without hope, God forbid. Easter has the final word. But in these days of Lent, we are quiet, we lament, we watch, we dive deeply, and we are humbled. Lamentations, Jesus, are valid prayer. Faith demands them. Lamentations such as these are heard by God. He heard them from the slaves in Egypt. He hears them in the Psalms of King David. Lamentations such as these are the audacious start of something new. Jesus invites us this morning to break free from poisonous silence, from a culture of denial that surrounds us and insists on a toxic positivity. He calls us from mere grumbling, grousing, kvetching, and complaining, and toward a broken-hearted lamentation. He invites us to mourn that we may be blessed, to grieve rather than deny the burden within us. When we lament a broken relationship, the way is opened for healing. Lamenting injustice opens the way to transformation. Lamenting loss opens the way to resurrection. When we lament our alienation, the way is open to unexpected change and renewal. Our lamentations are not death rattles. They are the cries of a new world and a kingdom being born. We long for the kingdom. We yearn for our final redemption. We turn from those things, those ideas, those idols, which would, when given ourselves over to them, would destroy the creatures of God. We come on who calls us in word and sacrament. His name is Jesus. His method is love.
Let us rise as we are able to gather the words of our faith as found together in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, but one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Led by the Spirit, let us turn to God in prayer for the Church, the world, and those in need. Holy God, you long to gather your Church under your wing. Bless the churches of Jerusalem and all persecuted churches, that your people may take heart and stand firm as they witness and minister in your name. God, in your mercy, Holy God, you give shelter to living things as numerous as the stars. Strengthen the voice of prophets who call humanity to faithful care for the planet, that they would not be silenced, but heeded as your messengers. God, in your mercy, Holy God, you raised up Abram, Sarai, and Paul to show your people what it means to rely on your promises. Guide today's leaders to work for justice and safeguard the world for future generations. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Holy God, you are the stronghold of our life. Care tenderly for those who are ill in body or mind, and for people living in fear or need, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. May all know they are not alone. God, in your mercy, Holy God, you offer us citizenship in heaven. Unite communities of faith who are divided over earthly things, that following the way of your Son, they may set aside grudges and serve their neighbors with generosity and love. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Holy God, you are light and our saints who have gone before us. Help us to trust in you as according to their example. God, in your mercy,
receive
the prayers of your people and draw all things together in your love. In the name of Jesus, who leads us from death to life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Children, do we have? A thousand.
A thousand, yeah. Look at all these people in here. They're all children still. Look.
yourself with Christ. Are you wearing Christ today? Are you wearing Christ? Yeah, you are, because you were baptized. Finn's getting baptized soon. There's a whole bunch of kids getting baptized soon. And then they'll put on the clothes of Christ. And they'll all be with us together. Now, this story goes a little further. After verse 27 comes 28. Are you amazed at that? And verse 28 says, there's no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's spring, heirs according to the promise. We heard about today about the promise. So we are all the offspring. We're not different. No matter what we look like, we are all offspring of Christ, and we belong to Christ. So it doesn't matter what you look like. Okay, you got any other verses marked in there, Wyatt? Man, that's got some small print in there. I've never read it. That's a young person's Bible, isn't it? Mom, can you read that to them? Yeah. All right. We'll see you all, monkeys. Mark, you don't have to use that for a marker. Just go home and find it and highlight it.
You didn't get one? What did he say?
She said, go on,
my
little monkeys.
Go on, my little monkeys. I've seen you in action, Wyatt. You're my little monkey. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the second Sunday in Lent. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Marie Christian, Janessa Bauer, Kenzie Whitworth, and my little monkey Wyatt Colton. Happy birthday this week. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to those ones found there? No one's coming up. Okay, the offering will be collected at this time. Finn, would you and Charlie come get the plates, please?
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, you have brought us this far along the way. In times of bitterness, you did not abandon us, but guided us into the path of love and light. In every age, you sent prophets to make known your loving will for all humanity. The cry of the poor has become your own cry. Our hunger and thirst for justice is your own desire. In the fullness of time, you sent your servant to preach good news to the afflicted, to break bread with the outcast and the despised, and to ransom those in bondage to prejudice and sin. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, thanks. He gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we await the day when Jesus shall return to free all the earth from the bonds of slavery and death. Come, Lord Jesus, and let the church say, "Amen." Send your Holy Spirit to fill the hearts of all who share this bread and cup with courage and wisdom to pursue love and justice in all the world. Come, Spirit of Freedom, and let the church say, "Amen." Join our prayers and praise with your prophets and martyrs of every age, that rejoicing in the hope of the resurrection, we might live in the freedom and hope of your Son. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are boldly, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is he who invites you to receive him in this sacrament. Let it only be he to restrain you from doing so. All is ready. Come forward as you are called by the Lord. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us rise as we're able. Thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you and with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is 6:58. Peace, to love and serve the Lord.